The former chief financial officer of WorldCom testified yesterday in the federal court trial of his one-time boss, Bernard Ebbers. Scott Sullivan told jurors that Ebbers, the former CEO of the company, repeatedly pushed him to falsify WorldCom's books. And he did so, Sullivan said, because he was worried the company's share price would fall if Wall Street discovered its true financial condition. NPR's Jim Zaroli was in the courtroom, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much light did Scott Sullivan shed on Bernard Ebbers' role in the WorldCom accounting scandal?
Well, he actually said a lot. Sullivan testified that all through 2000, WorldCom was seeing its revenues fall because of the dot-com bust. And Ebbers was pushing Sullivan and others at the company to try to cover up the problems. He said that he and Ebbers would get together every quarter and look for ways to raise revenues by shifting money around. A lot of what they did was never disclosed to investors. For instance, they came up with a plan to take money out of the company's reserve funds and count it as revenue. And Sullivan said at one point he went to Ebbers and said, we shouldn't be doing this. It's wrong. And Ebbers kept coming back and saying, we have to hit our numbers. In other words, we have to make sure our financial statements match analysts' expectations or Wall Street is going to punish the stock.
Well, was that the reason it was so important, or were there other reasons that it was important for Bernard Ebbers to keep WorldCom stock price at least appear to be high?
Well, I think all CEOs worry about their share price. I mean, that's kind of their job. In this case, it seemed to go further than usual. Sullivan said Ebbers was really obsessed with meeting the company's numbers. There was one incident. They went to an analyst conference in California. They sort of talked ahead of time and decided to say that revenue growth would be 11% to 14%. Then Ebbers got on stage and raised it to 15.5%, as much as 15.5%. He was really anxious that WorldCom's revenue growth stay above 15%, because he'd been told if it fell too much, Wall Street would no longer view it as a growth stock. And prosecutors say that Ebbers was especially worried about the share price because he had really borrowed heavily using his WorldCom stock as collateral, and he would have been personally ruined if the share price fell too much.
Now, Scott Sullivan is being called the government's star witness. Tell us why.
Well, he was in a unique position to testify about Ebbers' role. He's acknowledged that he was involved with a fraud. He's pleaded guilty. Others at the company also have done so, but Ebbers worked closely with Sullivan worked closely with Ebbers. They traveled together. They even ate lunch together. So Sullivan is able to sort of directly implicate Ebbers in the fraud in a way the other witnesses so far haven't. The question is going to be whether the jury buys this. Ebbers' lawyer has said it was Sullivan who really directed the fraud, and Ebbers didn't know anything about accounting, so it's Ebbers' word against Sullivan's.
And how much longer is Sullivan expected to remain on the stand?
It could be several days. The defense attorneys are going to spend a lot of time cross-examining him, more so than with the other witnesses, because he's in the best position to implicate Bernie Ebbers. They've already signaled they're going to play hardball. They want a ruling from the judge that allows them to look into his personal life. So he's going to have a grueling few days on the stand.
Thanks very much, NPR's Jim Zaroli.